Next item on the agenda is Jeff Walden, number 101879. Goonie Creek in Warren County.
Beautiful place.
I'll bet it is. Oh, I'll bet it is.
On Goonie Creek.
I know the sand.
And you, Rick?
You on Goonie Creek?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Jeff Walden requests authorization to construct a 40-foot long by 22-foot wide concrete low-water bridge crossing Goonie Creek in Warren County. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. I'm going to show you a location right here. Front row is this way. Here's the location of the Goonie Creek right here, and this is the location of the property. And here's Skyline Drive, Goonie Creek. These are the complex of houses in the area right here. This is the applicant's cabin, to call it that. This is Goonie Creek right here. That's the, all these structures belong to Goonie Creek. If you can see right here, there is a low water bridge crossing already there. And talking to Mr. Walden, that probably was installed probably in the 1950s, but there is a low water crossing in that area. And this shows a picture right here of Goonie Creek, Goonie Creek LLC, or the protestants. And the applicant's property is downstream in that area. And this shows the applicant's cabin in that area. The project is located on Goonie Creek in Warren County, approximately 5 miles southwest of Front Royal. The area along the reach of the river is rural, with the main road on the eastern side of the Goonie Creek and the home sites on the western side of the creek. The only way to access the property right now is by walking across it or using the low water bridge, which is upstream. Specifically, the applicant is seeking to authorize construction approximately 40 foot long by 22 foot wide low water bridge so he may gain access to his property rather than park on the other side of the and walking across the stream. The project is protested by Ms. Mary Blanton of Goonie Lodge Partners LLC, which is the upstream adjacent property owner. In her letter dated January 7, 2011, and a follow-up letter dated May 2, 2011, Ms. Blanton stated that she opposed the objection to the low water bridge due to flooding concerns. Ms. Blanton sent pictures, and they're in your package, showing flooding in that vicinity probably during, I'm not saying it's a 100-year storm event, but a pretty good storm event. The Department of Conservation and Recreation letter stated there is no other objections to this project. The applicant has provided a county land disturbance permit, which is a floodplain application, which the county has approved the building of the low water bridge. Okay, show you some more pictures. This is a road, and basically what they would have to do is park the car right here and then walk across to get to the lodge itself. The other low water crossing, you see my state car is right there. That's where the other low water crossing is.
Dan, do you have any idea as far as the highway is concerned, not just the paved portion of it, but how far that right-of-way goes as far as the VDOT right-of-way?
Talking to Mr. Bushman, they had to put the – I can show you some pictures. They had to put the road right there because there's another road across – there's another access right there. So for a VDOT – compliance, they had to be so far from a curve. There's a curve in the road.
Well, understood. My concern is it's improper and illegal to improper stop, stand, or park on a highway. And if this gentleman is having to illegally park for an extended period of time on VDOT right of way, I was just trying to get to that point as well. I mean,
I couldn't answer that.
Okay.
Sir. Question, Mr.
Counsel?
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you know if they have any other way to get to their property absent just walking across the creek or using the other bridge?
I did not see any other access. You could ask the owner of the property and the designer.
We'll wait. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So I can't answer that. Looking at aerials, I would say no. The only other access is from that other low water bridge. And by the way, I did have a conversation with Ms. Blanton and asked her if she would be willing to make an amendment to letting them use the low water bridge. I talked to her about it, and she said she did not want them to use the low water bridge.
Okay, thank you.
And the reason for the location of the bridge is because there is a road that's across from there, and because of BDOT standards and stuff, it has to be located in that specific location on the road. Here's the design of the bridge. Here it comes across like this. There's the overview right here, and here's the cross section, and all the culverts are going to be sunk into the ground to allow passage. And here's the proposed low water bridge. The 10-year storm event is right here, and 100-year storm event's right here. He used Army Corps modeling to do that, and he can explain that further if you have any questions about the modeling. Basically, here's the elevation right here with no structure in there at the 100-year storm event. And this is the with the structure in the 100-year storm event. There is no elevation change or minor elevation change. If you look in the package, the elevation numbers are there. They're minute. The differences are very, very minimal. And again, this is the road going across where the location of his entrance to the low water bridge will be. And this is showing just pictures of Dooney Lodge and across where it was flagged. This is what it looks like going down to the river. This is the area that she wants in the park to be able to access their property. This is their low water bridge. Like I said, talking to the applicant today, this was built probably in the 1950s. It does not have any culverts or anything in there, so there's no through for the organisms and stuff. His is designed that it flows through, that the organisms can get through there on a regular basis and won't stop anything from moving. Again, this is the protester's house, and just want to show you guys that the house is built in a floodplain. Obviously, you're going to have flooding if you build in a floodplain. It can happen at any given time. Just showing the upstream part, and that will be my last picture on that. Summary recommendations. While staff acknowledges the concerns raised by Ms. Blanton of Gooney Lodge Partners, LLC, Mr. Dave Bushman, the designer and engineer of the project, has determined the flood elevation at Ms. Blanton's site would not increase due to the 10-year or 100-year storm event with the low water bridge in place. According to Mr. Bushman, this assessment was based on his use of models developed by the Army Corps of Engineers. Ms. Blanton and Gooney Lodge Partners, LLC, have their own low water bridge that is approximately 150 yards upstream of the proposed structure. During her phone conversation with staff, Ms. Blanton stated that she uses the low water bridge to gain access to her property. During the same conversation, staff asked Ms. Blanton if she was willing to negotiate terms with the applicant for use of her low water bridge so they may access the property. Ms. Blanton informed staff that she would not want the applicant to use her low water bridge. Staff also notes that Ms. Blanton's property is built in a floodplain. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by the protestant, and after considering the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted. Staff also recommends that the applicant countersink the proposed culverts to ensure fauna passage via the low water channel, and in order to maintain the authorized brick structure in accordance with 28.2.1209 of the Code of Virginia, the permit shall include authorization for removal of accumulation of sediments and debris.
Questions of Mr. Bacon by members of the commission. Mr. Plumlee.
Mr. Bacon, with regard to the use of this type of bridge, was there any concern by staff of any impacts to the river bottom? I understood after you explained it that there would be no interruption of the flow of the stream because of pass-through structure. But was there any indication that this would impact bottom or by way of its construction?
So we went to Game and Inland Fisheries because we look at mussels and natural trout streams in that area, and they had no concerns with the structure being built the way it is.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Your flood studies, did they consider that there might be a log that would be blocking the culverts?
So you would have to ask the engineer on that. I do not know how the Army Corps modeling structure works.
Well, can bring them up now and answer the question. I'll be glad to.
Well, are they coming up later?
They will be.
Okay, they'll answer it.
All right.
When they get up there, I trust.
Further questions? Thank you, Dan. Is the applicant present, represented, or anyone who wishes to testify on behalf of the applicant, come forward. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Could you raise your right hand for me? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes,
thank you. State your name, please, and who you represent.
Jeff Walden. I'm the applicant. I don't have any testimony, but I'm more than willing to answer questions.
All right. So any questions of the applicant? Mr. Tankard?
So, but as I understand, this is a low bridge, similar to the one that we saw the photo of. So a log jam would be kind of almost impossible because it's of no height. Is that correct?
I'll defer to Mr. Bushman, who's my engineer, who did the modeling on that, but my understanding is if it's blocked, it's still not an issue.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
David Bushman.
And who you represent?
Mr. Waldron. I'm the design engineer on the project.
What corporation do you represent?
Bushman Engineering.
Thank you.
The low water structure, the watershed here is 24 square miles. So a 100-year storm is such a tremendous volume of water. If there were no culverts in that structure, you would really not see any difference between the flood stage. The volume of water coming down through there went during a flood period is overwhelms the capacity of the culverts that carry the water.
Okay.
You really wouldn't see any change, even if they were totally blocked.
Gotcha.
Further questions? Mr. Walden, I do. Back to the, recall the slide with the highway. Can you put that up there, Dan, for me? And help me out a little bit. I presume, and if I'm wrong anywhere along my assumption, correct me, you drive down the road and you come to your piece of property that's on the right-hand side, correct? So what you do is you pull off the right-hand side of the highway. Your vehicle remains in close proximity to that highway, if not on the VDOT right-of-way, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's how you then get out and walk to your property?
Yeah, my understanding is that the right-of-way, as you can see, the grading of the road goes out and then it drops off.
The crown, right.
You can see that in the foreground there. As you get farther up to where we actually pull off, they actually built out a little bit more fill so that we could get off the right-of-way. So
okay.
It's hard to see with some of the vegetation there, but you can actually pull out completely off the right way.
Did they put that fill on your property for your benefit, or is it on their property?
That was done when the road was widened about the time I was born, so it's been quite a while.
I understand. What I want to do is make sure that everybody understands that people, a lot of times, I'll digress. When you go to the State Police Academy, the first thing, the definition that you learn is the definition of a highway, and it's not just a blacktop. It's the entire width between point A, point B, the ditches, including this, that, and the other. And I just want to make sure that this gentleman isn't, that it's out in front, that in order for him to access his property, he's parking on VDOT property. So I just wanted to get that.
One of the points of this project is to give us access to the property, so I'm
thank you. Mr. Fox.
And when Dan was presenting the case, there was a gravel road, and it was my understanding that was the applicant's gravel road. Is that true or not true?
I did not recognize that particular picture.
This right here, that was the opposite of where the entrance is for their low water bridge.
For the protestant low water bridge.
No, that's further down on the right-hand side of the road. This is going to be exactly across from where his access to his property is going to be.
Oh, so this does not go to his property,
no,
this
sir.
Road.
No,
this is not his road.
I just want to show you the location of it, saying that because of VDOT requirements, he had to put it there. Because originally I said, why can't we move it to get out of the protests? And maybe they'll pull the protest.
Right.
But talking to Mr. Bushman, they can't because VDOT's
line of sight
is requiring them to put it in that specific spot.
Okay. Further questions?
I've got one follow-up question.
Mr. Plumley, please. Yeah.
Why this style of bridge instead of something over the water, something you could pass over even when the water's higher? Why'd you choose this?
Well, for two reasons. One is the cost, and the other is the flashiness of the stream. The water gets up here as you saw in some of these pictures, it really gets up. So a clearspan bridge would have to be really, really tall.
The impacts and costs would be pretty. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks. Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? There being none, the matters before the commission. Mr. Schick?
Yeah, I'd like to approve this as read by staff, and I see the protestant is she has a bridge. She doesn't want him to use her bridge and doesn't want him to have a bridge. I just don't see any standing, you know, in his protestants. So I'd like to make the motion.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? One thing I think that's important, just in case this goes down the road, is that the applicant has brought in a professional engineer who has done, from all indications, a very competent job on outlining or addressing the concerns that the protester did pertaining to flood issues and things like that. As a matter of fact, he went so far as to provide the protester with a very, very well-documented letter. So in here we operate on what's the best science available, and I think that should be entered into the record as well, as it will be. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a safe trip back.
Thank you.